Now, for the first time, commanders, soldiers and pilots who served on Op Herrick in Afghanistan are getting to tell their story of a really gruelling assault on Jugrun Fort and a really astonishing rescue tale as well. It's a mission that's being retold on a BBC Sound series called The Fort, which you can listen to right now. And joining me, I've got Kev Kaur, who is the producer of the series, and Captain Dave Rigg, a former Royal Engineer. Kev, initial feelings, it's out there, it's done. How does it feel to have this series in the world?
Oh, it was a real responsibility to get this story out because over the years, people have been aware of the assault on Jugrun Fort and the subsequent rescue attempt. But I didn't think there'd been a really joined up telling of what happened on the ground and what happened in the air. This is, of course, people remember the decision after a Royal Marines assault on a Taliban stronghold goes wrong. Pilot Tom O'Malley and Ed Macy are both involved in a rescue attempt, which sees three Marines and the Royal Engineer that we have with us, Dave, on the sides of the Apaches, going in to rescue a man that had been left behind. That's Lance Corporal Matthew Ford. And really, I thought it had never really been told in audio. And this was the opportunity I had with Radio 4 and the History Podcast. I remember hearing this story when my brother Paul was serving in Afghanistan in January 2007 himself. And we were watching, as all military families were. And when this story came out, it struck me as something that would be a bit of a stretch in an action movie, if I'm absolutely honest. But it happened and it always stuck with me. And when the chance came to start pitching ideas to Radio 4, I jumped on it.
And do you think it is, like you say, that link you had with your brother that made you want to do this? Had you done any kind of military storytelling before?
No, but I think that if you grow up around someone in the military, I think when I started these interviews, I probably had a knowledge of communicating with soldiers and military people in that they're going to find you out if you try and, you know, pull anything. You know, they're people who appreciate straight communication. And I did hopefully just say, look, I am here to listen to you. And a key part of why this worked, I think, and why, you know, Royal Marines got on board who had never really spoken about this before, was our decision to not have a traditional script or presenter. It would be tricky, but the idea and what we eventually pulled off was to have this told entirely in the voices of the people who were there.
Do you think it came out in the way that you envisaged it happening, or were there any kind of surprises along the way?
What surprised me was a theme that I didn't know that came out, and I knew it would be about that absolute kind of golden rule of not leaving a man behind. But what came out in all of these interviews was the real intelligence that is involved in soldiering at this level. You know, there's a bit where the company sergeant major Shep Shepherd is talking about fear, you know, how to handle fear. And the idea that there are people in the world who don't feel fear, but you would not want to be next to them on a battlefield, because being on a battlefield is about using your senses, using your intelligence. You know, where is that fire coming from? What's the geography? What's the time? What's the terrain? And it was really bringing home, you know, I'm fortunate at Radio 4. I speak to a lot of intelligent people, academics, scientists, you know, but can you be clever while you're being shot at? And I think this is what came through in these interviews, the real intelligence that you need to be in this kind of firefight and rely on your training that's been embedded over those years.
It's interesting, at the start that you talked about kind of the media coverage of events at the time, and the first episode of this series kind of opens on the theme of, you know, soldiers, ex-soldiers, not being massively keen sometimes to tell war stories and having that kind of humble attitude. What's kind of the reaction you've had from the military community?
I think that decision to let them speak has been crucial, really, because there's literally no filter. It is their opinion. The thing that I didn't expect, that I've been really heartened about, is the contributors have all, like a lot of them have said, I didn't realise that was happening to the other guy. And it's actually filled in a lot of blanks for people who maybe didn't understand the pressures that were on the ground or didn't appreciate the time situation that was happening in the air. And really, this whole story is about thinking about the other guy. And that has come through at the end of this, that every contributor, almost to a man, has said, I didn't know that was happening to the others. And it's been great to see people actually get in contact with each other 18 years on and kind of reforge those feelings that they had at the time and just catch up, really. I've heard there might even be a Zulu Company reunion on the cards, although they're pretty tight anyway. But yeah, they've all been talking again. And I think if there's anything that came out of this, that's a real bonus.
Well, let's bring on one of those ex-serving right now, former Royal Engineer Captain Dave Rigg. Just give us the outline and the basics. What was kind of your involvement with 4D?
Can I just start by just sort of framing this? Because, you know, a lot of us have struggled with telling this story for various reasons. You know, essentially, it is a great story. And I want to thank Kevin for getting the boys to tell their stories and doing such a fantastic job of this podcast. I think, it's a really good production. And at the heart of it, there's some great material in this story, because you've got, you know, men and women of our armed forces doing what they do best and making the impossible possible, you know, planning and acting under intense pressure, exhibiting exceptional sense of selflessness, loyalty and courage. And these are all things that our armed forces are brilliant at fostering through their traditions, through the training, through the camaraderie that the armed forces instills in our people. And let's be clear, our story is just one of many. This sort of thing was going on all the time in Afghanistan, and I'm sure today it still goes on. And it's something that the armed forces is fantastic at. And I think we as a country should be very proud of what they do.
You talk about that kind of maybe initial reluctance or kind of not wanting to talk about it, maybe not being mad comfortable about talking about it. Do you remember there being anything in particular that kind of switched you and changed your mind and made you think, yeah, do you know what, actually, I am ready to say these things and be involved with a production like this?
Well, firstly, when you work with the armed forces, when you're a soldier, you're part of a big team, and no one really wants to be singled out. You know, it is a massive team effort. And Kev's done a good job of bringing together lots of different voices and points of view from this particular episode. But there were many others that we've not spoken to that played an equally important part. And the other thing is that we shouldn't really have been in that situation. You know, at the end of the day, we were recovering from what was not a good situation, a situation that we put ourselves into. And so there's a sense of guilt that comes with that as well. Yeah. Anyway, well, Kev was able to assure us there was no hidden agenda here. This was just about celebrating the positive elements of this story and portraying some of the great human qualities that were demonstrated on the battlefield that day. And once I had been assured of that, then yeah, I was very supportive. And like I say, it's a great outcome.
Aside from obviously, you know, being involved and working together to produce this series, are you still close with a lot of the people that you work with back in the day? Is there still kind of that community spirit?
Yeah, there is. Not that we see each other very frequently. Life's busy, you know, everyone goes off and does their thing. But I had lunch with Tom O'Malley earlier this week. And although we haven't seen each other since we received our medals at the Palace many years ago, it was like yesterday. You know, he's a great character. And yeah, we had a lovely afternoon together.
So the series is available right now. You can listen on various podcast platforms. You can search for it on BBC Sounds as well. Dave, what one particular part of the story do you think is the most gripping kind of, yeah, people are going to want to kind of lock in and focus on this?
Well, it's got all the elements of a great story, hasn't it? You know, we were going into an enemy stronghold that was heavily defended against the odds. You know, having already been there earlier that day, we knew what we were up against. We had very limited resources at our disposal. So initially we were faced with having to send the Vikings across the river, across the very same crossing point that they'd encountered all that resistance from earlier in the day. And then at the last minute, this lunatic and Apache comes up with an alternative plan. And then myself and a few others were persuaded to join the plan. And at the end of the day, we got the job done. So But listen, you know, it wasn't, we lost Corporal Ford, which was very sad for all of us. But if anything positive can come of this, then hopefully we can remember that, you know, our young men and women in the armed forces do some incredible things every day. And it's something we should be very proud of.
I do want to touch on that theme of remembrance just quickly. I think for the general civvy population, when it comes to these big events like Remembrance in the Calendar every year, a lot of the focus is on those who maybe we lost during world wars like World War II, and obviously veterans seeing those at the cenotaph. The numbers are sadly getting fewer and fewer each year. Do you think, Dave, that programmes and productions like this are kind of giving your average civvy a bit of a better insight into what the modern military looks like and how there are still people doing these things, you know, out there every day, like you guys did yourselves kind of back in the noughties from this story that we're hearing?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why it's such a good thing, because the armed forces is very small these days, and many people in society have very little, if no, interaction with their armed forces, which creates this kind of lack of understanding, which is a problem, because they play a critical role, and the world's not getting any safer. We need our country to support our armed forces and to be proud of what they do. And so I'd say to, you know, any veterans out there that, you know, don't be shy on Remembrance Day. In fact, any day, stick your beret on, put your medals on, and talk about your experiences. You've got a lot to be proud of.
I definitely there, you know, completely agree, and add that one of the things I think people find compelling about the Fort is we do live in quite a fractured society, a fractured media this day, fractured opinions. And in this podcast, people who are very different from a lot of different backgrounds come together with one purpose. And I think that's quite unusual these days. There's no argument. There is, this is what we're going to achieve. And as Dave rightly said, we, you know, we remember Lance Corporal Ford, but the fact that his body was brought back, that's not a failure for his mum, who now has a place to grieve. And for, you know, Tom O'Malley rightly says that, you know, in terms of morale, that knowledge that you won't be left, you know, in a foreign field is incredibly important. So there's sadness there, but there's a lot of pride in what was achieved that day as well. And hopefully the podcast gets that across.
Well, if you do want to check it out, it's an incredible story, brilliantly told by the whole team who worked on it. It's called The Fort. You can find it right now on the BBC Sounds app, or just search for The Fort wherever you normally get your podcast. For now, though, Kev, Dave, thank you so much for joining us today.
BFBS, The Forces Station.